Looking with me in the book of Acts, chapter 28, beginning at verse 1, the Bible says, "And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, 'No doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live.' And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked, when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and they said he was a god." Now, as we take this portion of scripture, we are looking at Paul, who has just survived a great long journey in the sea, where the sea threatened to drown them and destroy them. The ship was destroyed. They floated to land on boards and pieces and broken pieces of boards, and some swam, but they all got to land. And so we're looking at Paul having just survived a shipwreck, and now he's been bitten by a poisonous viper. Let me just say to you this morning, if somebody told you when you got saved that everything would be perfect from then on and that you'd never hurt again, you'd never cry again, you'd never be disappointed, you'd never get sick, you'd never have your heart broke, and that God would just wrap you up in cotton, he'd sprinkle you with sugar, and everything is going to be wonderful from then on. Let me see if I can put this in a nice way. They lied to you. I'm just telling you the truth. The Bible says in Psalms 34:19, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all." Glory to God. He delivers them out of them all. Now, how many, when you were a kid, maybe you still do this, I don't know, but when I was a kid, somebody would ask me a particular reason why I might have done something, or why I think this, or why I said this. And you know, my answer for that most of the time, and probably yours too, was because. Yeah. Because. And then they said, "Because what?" And you said, "Just because." It's like, that's the answer for all things, because. But for as an adult, I don't know about you, but that don't work very often. Somebody says to me, "Because." I don't know what because is. I want to know what because is. And I came to tell you today, some of you are going through some things in your lives today, and going through some trials in your life, going through some fire in your life. And the truth is, it's not just normal everyday trials. In fact, you may feel like the three Hebrew boys who got the 7 times hotter fire. Anybody else who went in the fire just got the fire, but you're getting the 7-degree treatment. But the Lord said he delivers him out of them all. Oh, hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and tell him, say, "Neighbor, hang on. Help is on the way." Woo! Some of you have been experiencing crazy trials, things that don't even make any sense. You've been hit in ways you never expected. You've been hit harder than ever before. And to tell the truth, your head is spinning and you're wondering, what in the world is happening? And I want to help you to understand what's happening today so you can put it under your feet. I want you to understand, first of all, that it's not your imagination. It's real. It's real fire. You're in the fire. It's hotter than ever before. And I know this probably won't thrill you, but I've got to tell you the truth, my friend. You have got a target on your back. Because. You say, because what? I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you because what? Because you're anointed. Because I'm anointed. Look at somebody and say, "Neighbor,
neighbor,
because I'm anointed." You've got a target on your back because you're anointed. Just like Joseph. Joseph was targeted by his brothers because he had a dream, because he had a vision, because he had a purpose, because he had destiny, and because he was anointed. Oh, hallelujah. You have a target on your back today because you are a threat to hell. It's because you've got something that a lot of professing Christians don't have and a lot of churches don't have. You've got vision, you've got destiny, and it's because you are anointed. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's because I'm anointed. Yeah, because I'm anointed. In our text that I read to you, Paul is being transported by ship to Rome to stand before Caesar for the testimony of his faith. Paul warns them of calamity ahead, but they don't listen. How many would admit today that you know you could have avoided a lot of hardship in life if you would have just listened to some good advice? Oh, yeah. But even though they ignored his advice, God was merciful. I think somebody just needs to say thank God for his mercy right now. Hallelujah. I was stubborn. I was rebellious. I was selfish. I did it my way. Glory to God. Just like good old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, I did it my way. And my way got me in a lot of trouble. But God was merciful. Hallelujah. The Bible says he sent his angel to Paul with a message. And God said to Paul, he said by this angel, he said, God has given you all them which sail with thee. That tells me something. You better stay with the anointing. I don't care how good it looks or how good it sounds, how big it is, how popular it is, how popular they are. The one question you better be asking yourself is this. Where is the anointing? Is the anointing in it? Are they anointed? I'm not against talent, friend. I'm not against education. I'm not against having a big church. But the fact is, when I'm going through hell and the devil's trying to kill me, he's trying to kill my family or kill my ministry, it's not talent that I need. It's not education that I need. It's not a big church or a big name that I need. What I need is something called the anointing. I need the anointing. Because it's the anointing that destroys the oak. Somebody say, thank God for the anointing. Now, Paul was not just a man. He was a man anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. You need to stay with the anointing. Your victory, your healing, your miracle, your deliverance, your destiny, it's with the anointing. It's impossible for me to overestimate the importance of the power of the anointing on your life. Everybody say, because I'm anointed. See, your business may not know it, but they're blessed because of you. Your family may not know it, but they're blessed because of you. Your church may not even recognize it, but they're blessed because of you. Because you're anointed. Say, I'm anointed. See, because of the anointing on your life, lives are going to be preserved. Souls are going to be saved. Satan is not going to succeed in his plans. Oh, hallelujah. His plans are going to fail because of the anointing. Can somebody just raise your hand and thank God for the anointing right now? God, we thank you for the anointing. We can't make it without the anointing. We can't make it without your anointing. In our text, we see Paul, the apostle. He has survived a shipwreck. Now he's bitten by a snake, a viper. This is not just an everyday common variety of snake. This viper is a deadly viper. This viper is well known on this island. Many times these islanders have seen horrible death that had resulted because of the poison of this viper's bite. As soon as they see this viper hanging on Paul's hands, they go to forecasting his death. I want to stop right here and tell you there's some folk around you that know you've been going through something. And they know the devil has attacked you. And they know that you're going through trials and fire. And right now they're forecasting your death, your demise, your expiration. This might shock some of you today, but there are some people around you that are happy you got bit. There are some people around you that take pleasure in your pain and they want to see you cry. I'm reminded of Joseph's brothers who threw him in a pit, left him there to die, sat down on the side of the pit and had lunch. They entertained themselves having lunch, listening to Joseph's pitiful cries for help. There are some people around you that are enjoying your pain. They're glad you got bit. They're saying things like, I knew they weren't going to make it anyway. I knew that marriage wouldn't last. I knew they couldn't afford that house. I knew they'd never make it in ministry. I knew they weren't qualified for that job. I knew their children were going to end up in drugs or in prison. They say things like, who do they think they are anyway? They should have just stayed in the boat with the rest of us here in the project. What's all this nonsense they talk about blessings and promotions and favor, walking on the water, healing the sick, casting out devils, working miracles? What I'm trying to tell you today, my friend, is this. The anointing on your life makes the devil nervous. Oh, hallelujah. It makes you a threat to hell. Everybody say, because I'm anointed. The devil recognizes the anointing. He remembers when that anointing kicked him out of heaven. He remembers when that anointing raised Jesus from the dead. He remembers when that anointing drove 2,000 of his demons into the pigs. He knows that the anointing destroys the yoke. Hallelujah. The Bible says they watched Paul expecting him to die. But he disappointed them. He didn't die. Can I just prophesy to you right now and tell you you're going to disappoint some people? There's some people that already had you dead. There's some people that forecasted your death. They prophesied your death. They wrote your epitaph. They celebrated your expiration. But I wish you just look at somebody today and tell them, say, neighbor, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I'm still here. I have not expired. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now tell somebody, say, neighbor, there is no expiration date on my anointing. There's no expiration date on my anointing. Now tell somebody, say, neighbor, the greater the pressure, the greater the anointing. Now look at somebody and say, you must be getting ready for a powerful anointing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whoa, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. When the olive is crushed, it's when the olive is crushed that the anointing is released. It's when the olive is crushed. It's when we are crushed. It's when we are put under pressure that the anointing is released in our lives. Friend, I'm not saying I'll never be bit again. I'm not saying I'll never fight another battle. I'll never cry another tear. I'll never spend another sleepless night. But what I am saying is this. I beat that devil. Hallelujah. Somebody just needs to take about 20 seconds and thank God that you beat that devil. Whoa, hallelujah. Praise God you beat that devil. Whoa, whoa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going through the fire right now, under attack right now. Sickness has attached itself to you. Debt has attached itself to you. Family problems, marriage problems attached themselves to you. Fear has attached itself to you. Right now, the devil's pumping out his poison, trying to take you out, trying to kill you, trying to kill your marriage, kill your ministry, kill your anointing, kill your faith, kill your peace, kill your joy, trying to kill your dreams. And to tell the truth, it might feel like the devil is winning. But I just want you to look back over your shoulder and look back down memory lane and see what God has already brought you through. See, he brought me through this. He'll bring me through that. Oh, hallelujah. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, I've learned to trust in God. If I never had a problem, I never know that God could solve them. I never know what faith in God could do. You've been lied on, falsely accused. You've been rejected. You went through divorce. You went through foreclosure. You watched them tow your car to the repo depot. You lost your job. Your so-called friend stabbed you in the back. You got sick and thought you were going to die. But guess what? You're still here. Slap somebody a high five and say, I'm still here. Tell them I'm still here. Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, it's bad, Paul. It looks bad for you. Paul, this viper is deadly. No one has survived its bite. Well, let me just say this. His record is being broken today. Because I'm not only going to survive, I'm going to thrive. I'm not only going to survive, I'm coming out of this stronger and bolder and more anointed and more of a threat to hell than I've ever been before. Glory to God. Somebody just look back and remember where God brought you from. Just look back at what God has brought you through. Friend, He didn't bring you this far to leave you now. He didn't bring you through all of that to let you drown in this. I'm telling you, the God that brought you through that is the God that will bring you through this. I don't even have to mention what that is. That thing that you thought was going to take you out. That thing that looked so big that made you cry. That thing that broke your heart. That thing that you thought you would never recover from. That thing that looked terminal. Ah, but you made it. Hallelujah. He brought me through that, and He's going to bring me through this. Somebody just needs to tell the devil today, I ain't dying. I ain't quitting. I ain't giving up. I won't quit dreaming. I won't quit preaching. I won't quit prophesying. I won't quit praying. I won't quit praising. I won't quit sowing. I won't quit believing. I've been bit before, and I've beat that devil, and I'll beat this one too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at somebody, smack them a high five and tell them, I've been bit before and I'm still here. Woo! I'm talking to anybody who's been bit before. Well, if you haven't, keep on living. I believe I'm talking to some people, though. They felt the devil sink his fangs into your life. And God did a miracle for you. God delivered you. God healed you. God brought you through. Hallelujah. Let me see your hand if you know that you've been bit before, but God brought you through. Oh, look at that. My God, look at that. Yeah, I've been bit before, but God brought me through. I felt the devil sink his pains into me and pump his poison in, but I'm still here. I'm still here, and I'm stronger than I was before, and I've got a greater testimony than I had before, and I'm more anointed than I was before. Somebody ought to just say, thank you, Mr. Devil. Thank you, Mr. Devil, because you just pushed me into a greater anointing. I know it's painful. I know it hurts, but God will heal it. I know it looks bad, but God will turn it around. I know you're crying now, but joy comes in the morning. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Somebody, you're listening to my voice today. Maybe by way of internet as well. Maybe you're like Paul the Apostle. You just survived the sea. You just lived through a shipwreck. And now you've been attacked by a deadly viper. In other words, you just got out of the lion's den and now you've been thrown into the fiery furnace. You just got out of debt and now sickness hit your body. You just got your car paid off and your house caught on fire. You just got your job back and now your marriage is under attack. And you're wondering, why me? What have I done? Why is it happening to me? I love God. I go to church. I tithe. I sow into the Lord's work. I read His word. I try to live right. I try to live holy. It doesn't make sense. I thought I was anointed. I thought the hand of God was on my life. Well, I know, friend, this is going to sound a little crazy, but that's exactly why it's happening. It's because you're anointed. It's because the hand of God is on your life. It's because you are a threat to hell. It's because you won't compromise. It's because you're lifting up a standard of holiness in the midst of a wicked and a perverse generation. And it's because every time the devil looks at you, he sees Jesus. Every time the devil hears you talk, he hears Jesus talking through your voice. Every time the devil sees you take a step, he sees Jesus walking. That's why, my friend, it's because you're anointed. It's because you're anointed. You're anointed and you're a threat to hell. And the devil is afraid of what God is doing in your life. And he hates you and he hates the anointing on your life and it makes you a target. Was Joseph anointed? Absolutely. Was God with him? Without a doubt. Was David anointed? Certainly. Was Jeremiah anointed? Of course. Then why did they go through what they went through? Why did Joseph's brothers try to kill him, throw him in a pit? Potiphar's wife lie on him, get him in prison? Why? Why did Saul try to kill David repeatedly? Why did they throw Jeremiah the prophet in a pit? Because they were anointed. If the devil knows about anything, friend, it's the anointing. He was, according to the scripture, the anointed cherub, the worship leader of heaven. He knows the anointing. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He knows the anointing. He knows what he had, and he knows what he lost. And when he sees what he lost on you, when he sees what he lost working in you, he hates it. That means... Oh, well, you get real quiet, right? Everybody ought to, you should have been shouting. Amen. You should. You should have been shouting. You see, if it seems like the devil has singled you out and all hell has broken loose against you, that means the devil has recognized your anointing. That means, now see, here's the thing, we like to kind of fly under the radar. That means you're now on his radar screen. That means you are now someone he's concerned about. That means you make him uncomfortable. He wouldn't be worried about you if you weren't anointed. He wouldn't be bothering you if you weren't a threat to him. You make him nervous. You give him sleepless nights. Hallelujah! Brother Kidd said, I make a New Year's resolution. This year I'm going to be a pest to the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, bro, I don't know about you, but I like that. I want to make the devil uncomfortable. I want him to worry about me. I want him to be afraid that everywhere I go, people are going to be saved and somebody's going to get healed and somebody is going to get delivered and miracle signs and wonders are going to break out because I'm anointed. I just wish you'd look at somebody, two or three people, slap them a high five and tell them, because I'm anointed. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Why has the devil launched an all-out attack on your life, your family, your finances, your ministry, your health? Because you're anointed. But can I just give you some inside information? If the devil knew what was going to happen because of his attacks, he would have left you alone. Ah. If the devil would have known, the Bible said, had the princes of this world known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If the devil would have known that by crucifying Jesus, he was opening the way of salvation to the world, making a way for the power of the Holy Ghost to come and live and manifest through us, he would have left him alone. And if the devil knew what God was about to do in your life because of his attacks, he would have left you alone. But he thought he was going to kill you. This is what's in the devil's mind. He thought he was going to kill you. He thought he's going to take you out. He thought he's going to destroy you. He thought he's going to break you. He thought you would quit. He thought he would crush you. He thought you'd get full of his poison. You'd become angry and bitter and critical and resentful. But I came to tell the devil he was wrong. Somebody shout it out. Say, you're wrong, devil. You're wrong. Listen, friend, Paul didn't die. That was Satan's plan. That was that viper's intention. Paul didn't die. You didn't die. That viper sunk his fangs into your flesh. He shot that poison into Paul's body. But when that poison hit the anointing, the poison died and Paul just kept on living. I'm telling you, when that poison hit the anointing, that poison died and the anointing just got stronger. The anointing just went to another level. Oh, Paul's testimony just went to another level. Some of you today, you know that the vipers of hell have been unleashed against you, and you've been bit, and it hurts, and the fangs are real, and they hurt. But you're not going to die. You're shaking it off. You're going to move up to another level in the anointing. Your testimony is going to another level. You're going to walk with a greater anointing. You're going to walk with a greater authority than ever before. You're going to cast out bigger devils than before. Your faith is going to take you places you can never go before, and things that used to trip you up and hold you down aren't going to bother you anymore. More people are going to be healed than ever. More people are going to be delivered. Oh, hallelujah. More people are going to be blessed because of your testimony. I'm almost done. Say, because I'm anointed. First of all, friend, the anointing does not exempt us from the bite of the viper, but it gives you power over his poison. Not only did Paul shake that viper off and survive, he shook that viper off into the fire. That means that viper's life ended. That means that viper was destroyed because of the anointing. I'm prophesying to you right now, there are vipers that are being destroyed because of the anointing. Something that has plagued you for years, something that you've wrestled with for years, something that's dogged your heels, something that's rode your back, it's being destroyed because of the anointing. Come on, lift your hands. I feel the Holy Ghost stirring something in this atmosphere. I feel something breaking in this house right now. I feel vipers. Vipers are starting to feel the heat right now. They're starting to feel the heat of the fire of the Holy Ghost. Vipers are starting to feel the heat of the anointing in this house. Vipers of sickness, vipers of financial problems, vipers of marital problems, vipers of spiritual problems, vipers of addictions and habits, vipers of bondages of the flesh, vipers that came to steal, kill, and destroy are being shaken off into the fire right now. Come on, stand to your feet. All over the house. Stand to your feet today. I'm almost done. I feel the Holy Ghost is shifting. Shifting. I don't understand it all, Lord. I didn't make sense. Why? Why? And the Lord says, because you're anointed. Because you're anointed. Now I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes when you're going through the fire, you feel the least anointed you've ever felt in your life. Sometimes when you're going through sickness and you're going through financial problems and you're going through marital problems, you're going through emotional problems and relational problems, sometimes when you're going through these things, you feel like the anointing is a million miles away. You feel the least anointed you've ever been in your life. But that's because you're being crushed. It's because my will, my way, my thoughts, my processes, everything, the way I would handle it, the way I would respond to it, everything's being crushed out of me, and I'm learning how to lean. I'm learning how to lean on Him. I'm learning how to draw my strength from Him. I'm learning how to trust in Him and not my own strength and not my own wisdom and not my own ability. And Paul shook that viper off into the fire, and when he did, that viper was destroyed by the fire. Now here's the thing. From that day on, we don't know how long, but I would say probably for a while, Paul carried the scar in his hand where that viper had bit him. But every time he looked at that scar reminded him, you couldn't
make it stick. I feel a no stick anointing in this house right now. I feel like God is pouring out a no stick anointing right now. Could you just lift your hands right now and receive this no stick anointing? He never promised you would never have a problem. He never promised you wouldn't be sick. He never promised you wouldn't be attacked physically. He never promised that you wouldn't be attacked emotionally. He never promised that you wouldn't go through marital problems. He never promised that you wouldn't lose somebody close to you, somebody that you loved. He never promised that your heart would never be broken. But He promised that the poison wouldn't take you out. He promised that the anointing that's in you is greater than the poison that's coming against you. He promised that He would pour out a no-stick anointing on you. He would devour the viper. Come on and praise Him right now. I feel the Holy Ghost anointing being released right now. I feel some vipers being burnt up. I feel the anointing rising up in this house. I feel you've been crushed. You've been crushed. It's time now for the anointing to come out. You've been through the fire. It's time for the anointing to come out now. You've been through the pressing. You've been through the pain. It's time for the anointing to come out now. It's time for the no stick anointing to come out. It's time for the anointing that will devour the viper to come out in Jesus' name. I want you to reach over and take somebody by the hand right now. And you know what we're doing right now? We are connecting our anointings in this house. We're connecting our anointings in this house. Reach over. Take somebody by the hand right now. And I want you to pray for that person like you're praying for your own self. Pray for that person like you're praying for your son or your daughter. And pray for them that anointing will come forth in their life. Pray for them that no stick anointing. Pray for them that poison busting anointing will come up on them and rise up. Come on, heaviness is being lifted right now. Discouragement is being lifted right now. Oppression is being lifted right now. Habits and addictions are being attacked at the root right now. They're being broken right now. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. It's the anointing that sets you free. It's the anointing that opens your eyes. It's the anointing that destroys the power of that poison in your life. God, I pray for my brother. I pray for my sister today. I pray, God, that your spirit, your power, your anointing flow mightily through their life, Lord. Flow mightily through their life, God. A no stick anointing, a poison destroying anointing, God. Be released in our life today, God. A fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost and power, God. The yoke destroying, burden removing power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, friend, there's healing in the house. I feel healing in the house. I feel miracles in the house. I feel deliverance in the house. I feel some joy. I feel some peace in the house. I feel some lifting up of the Holy Spirit in the house today. I feel some encouragement coming to your life. In the name of Jesus. I just want to invite you right now. If you say, man of God, I feel like I really need a special touch from God right now. I just need a special release of that anointing. I want you to come. I'm not gonna name everything. I'm just gonna ask you. Do you feel like you really need some? Maybe you need deliverance in an area of your life. Maybe it's something you've been wrestling with, something you've been struggling with. Maybe it's an attack on your emotions, an attack on your family, an attack on your body, your health. And I don't know what it is right now, but there's an anointing in this house to heal you, to deliver you, to set you free. There's an anointing in this house to lift you up, to empower you, to strengthen you, to kill that poison that's coming against you. Amen. Come on up. If you're not up here, please just remain standing. Stretch your hands this way. I need my prayer people, my prayer team, come and help me today. We're going to anoint you today with oil, but it's the anointing of the Holy Ghost that's going to do the work. We believe for the power of God to go into your life. In your body, if it's your body, if it's your mind, your emotions, whatever it is, we're believing for miracles today. The power of God is here. Come on, just agree with us today for miracles in that house. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the power of Jesus Christ make him bold. In Jesus' name, touch and heal this back, Lord. From the top of his head to the top of his feet. Let your power, Lord. God, make that meet right now by the anointing. Let your anointing rise up mighty in her life, Lord. The yoke destroying, burden removing power. That anointing. That yoke destroying, burden removing anointing, God. Touch this right now, Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord, touch Sister Cindy right now, God. That yoke destroying, burden removing anointing. Rise up mighty in her today, God. He quotes, fresh oil, God. Fresh anointing, Lord. Not for the hour today. That fresh oil, God. That anointing of the Holy Ghost and power, God. That defeats every work of the devil, God. Thank you. Rise up mighty in his life today. In Jesus' name. He shall not die by my son. God, for that anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord. That anointing will rise up mighty in her life. That yoke is strong. Removing anointing. Call her forth in Jesus' name. That poison busting anointing. That no stick anointing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Father, touch Brother Chuck. That no stick anointing, God. God, that supernatural infusion of your strength, your power into his life, God. That poison busting anointing, God. That yoke destroying, burden removing anointing, God, in Brother Chuck's life today. It'll rise up mighty in him today. In Jesus' name. And Satan, you will not win. You are defeated in Jesus' name. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Thank you for that no-stick anointing today, God. Father, touch Louise right now, God. Lord, a supernatural no-stick anointing. No-stick anointing. Poison busting anointing, God. Rise up in her right now, God. Yoke destroying, burden removing power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. God, I thank you for that quickening of your spirit right now, God. In her mind, her heart, her body, Lord, her life. In Jesus' name. Shalom, Lord, it's on your honor today, God. Lord, that burden removing, yoke destroying anointing. That no stick anointing, God. That poison busting anointing, God. Rising up in her, God. Overcoming, overwhelming the works of the devil, Lord. Thank you for the quickening power of the Holy Ghost, Lord God. The yoke destroying, burden removing, power and anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Sister Judy, Lord, for that yoke destroying anointing, that burden removing anointing of the Holy Ghost, that no stick anointing, God, that poison busting anointing in Jesus' name. Rise up mightily in her today, God. Lord, Brother Kent today, God. Lord, you are the great I am, not the great I was. Thank you for a fresh anointing, God. Thank you, Lord, for a no-stick anointing, God. And for a poison-busting anointing and a yoke destroying anointing in his life today, God. Let it rise up mighty. Let it rise up mighty in him today, God. Most high. We are not defeated, Lord. We are more than conquerors. More than conquerors, Lord. There are no stick anointing, God. Lord, it'll just slide off of him. Just slide off of Sister Tanya, God. It won't stick, Lord God. It's poison, Lord. It won't work, God. Because the anointing will destroy that poison, God. That anointing destroys the yoke today, God. Lord, I thank you for the lifting up, Lord, of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the empowerment, Lord. The yoke destroying, burden-removing anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. God, I thank you for the gym today. God, I thank you for this special anointing, Lord. God, there's no stick anointing. God, no matter what the enemy attempts, Lord, it won't stick. And no matter what comes against him, no matter what the fiery darts are, they won't stick, Lord. No matter what the devil attempts against him, it won't stick in the name of Jesus. God, but you will raise him up. You will raise him up, Lord, to a place of authority and power. You will raise him up, Lord, to a place of victory, Lord, in every area of his life, Lord. God, and that yoke destroying, burden removing, anointing and power of the Holy Ghost will rise up in him. That no stick anointing, God. That yoke destroying, that poison busting anointing. Rise up in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.